Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, October the 9th, 283rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the media and marketing director, the guy who has a self-professed, he's in charge of all the fun at the county. You sure you want to go with that one?
Of course.
Okay, at the County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Richard Sanger. Hey, guy.
Hi, how are you doing, Brian?
Oh, time will tell. And same goes for you, too. This afternoon, we'll talk a little bit about the new website has been launched. We'll talk about that. Also, there have been some travel writers in the area, some unique things. We'll do a little review of some of the past successes, some of the things that are going on. And we'll also talk a little bit about how Humboldt County is depicted, why some of the imagery that's there, some of the logos, some of the icons that the county self-provides, and we'll talk about how some of those are determined that that's the image that is the one to stand behind. So we got a whole plate. Well, okay, a full plate in front of us, not a plate with a hole. Either way, we'll talk about it when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stenger. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from... Oh, that's way too heavy for today. Here we go. It comes from Oliver Wendell Holmes. Quote, "Man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimensions." Not bad for a judge, huh?
Yeah, sort of like a pair of blue jeans.
Yeah, I was thinking a water balloon would be the same thing, too. As you consider some of the different ways to have a website function that would get people to understand what Humboldt County is all about, what do you see, Richard, as the key or one of the key ingredients in that composition?
Well, Brian, you know when you go to Denny's, you're really hungry. You're so hungry that you don't want to bother reading the menu, and you flip through the menu.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you're so hungry you don't care that you're at Denny's. Okay, continue.
And you see a nice picture of a hamburger or a steak or something. You're like, I want that, and you point to it, and it shows up, and you're happy. Well, that's pretty much what we've decided to do with our new website. Our new website, it's got, under the hood, it's got a lot of power. It's got 4,000 pages, a lot of content, embedded videos, better image galleries. But the main thing is a presentation of our juicy hamburgers and our steaks. And that's the Redwoods, primarily the Redwoods, but also all the other things that we hear like in Humboldt County, the Victorian Seaport, Ferndale, Trinidad, the Lost Coast, et cetera, et cetera. But first and foremost, we want to grab people's eyeballs literally with the actual imagery of the Redwoods. So if you go to our new website, which is redwoods.info, same URL, the first thing you'll notice is at the very top, a very large, crisp image of someone looking at the Redwoods up in, I believe, Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. And it that more than anything, more than words or text or links, is to convey what we want to get across, and that is, you know, the experience of being here and what a experience it is.
So kind of back to Dr. Seuss, big pictures, little words.
Exactly.
General
yep.
impressions.
Yes. And
what about sounds? I mean, you talked about somebody standing there looking at a tree. Sorry. Local version. Okay. Standing there looking at a tree. Part of what I think a lot of people perceive of a redwood forest when they're in it is the sounds or the lack of sounds. You know, the duff is really a nice softening thing. There's not mm-hmm. a lot of mm-hmm. extra noise. Have mm-hmm. you ever thought about putting an audio track in association with the picture, the still?
And just that's an interesting
like.
Idea, Brian. And it's hard to convey the quiet. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it would be.
Be like a John Cage piece.
Yeah, a softness. Or if you flip on to the ocean, you know, like Clam Beach or I don't know whatever the beaches you look. you know, there's the surf, but it's Humboldt County noise. It's not like Southern California where you're hearing the beach ball and the giggles and the running around. It's more of the natural sounds.
That's interesting. The Bembo Inn, if you go to their website, the first thing you hear are the sounds. You hear crickets, sounds that they have. We did at one point have on our website the sound of we have Roosevelt elk bugling, which are a fantastic sound.
It just doesn't match the body at all, does it?
And also a Bigfoot, the sound of a alleged Bigfoot howling. But I like the idea. I think we'll look into that of redwood sounds, because as you mentioned, the quiet of it. Even maybe the distilled quiet where you hear a few of the sounds in there that you hear occasionally, like with the occasional bird or the wind.
The serenity stuff.
Yes, and that is a remark that a lot of people make when they visit is the hushed tones. They not only the hush that they experience, but the hush that they hear, so to speak, but the hush that they feel, because they really engage in that quiet and become quiet themselves a lot of times.
Yeah, there are car noises, but they're muted. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get, I mean, you know, all this stuff. I would think that you're never going to be able to get touch or smell, but you can get sight and sound.
Oh, we're working on smell-o-vision.
I bet you are. Yeah, back to that hamburger thing, right?
Yeah.
There certainly are certain iconic elements that are here. You mentioned the redwoods. I would suggest that the ocean is unpopulated beaches. I mean, there's not an awful lot of those. I think Oregon has certainly been able to capture that concept, the river rafting, things of fishing, things of that nature. Is it a focus on what has to be a primary imagery, or can you include all those to make it look like it's more than just a 2 or 3 day stay? There's a lot of things for a lot of people, even if you don't want to go out in the woods.
Well, we generally package things as redwoods plus this, redwoods plus that, redwoods plus fishing, redwoods plus biking, redwoods plus the coast. So, and as you know, our main motto is the Redwood Coast. So we try to bundle the redwoods and the coast together. We have the Lost Coast, which is a huge icon, and that plays very well, not just in California, but beyond California.
Yeah, well, you can have bicycle racing and crashes. All kinds of fun video images. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more, I'm sure, more imagery, too, with Richard Singer.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a 4-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the Media and Marketing Director from the County Office, County Convention and Visitors Bureau Office. I just kind of left that whole section out in the middle there, didn't I?
You can just refer to us as the office.
That's the office, okay. The guy in the office in charge of the fun, Richard. some of the icons, you know, I'm having a really interesting discussion with out of area college, and that we're working together with. Their concept, which was the need to revamp, was there in the Midwest. And everybody within about a 500-mile radius is very well aware of the school and the offerings. But their materials, if they're trying to get to the East Coast kids or the West Coast or the international or the Caribbean, they didn't have an information set for those kids. I mean, if you don't know about Doan, well, but from the West Coast, we got to talk about Nebraska and the Midwest. And for the international kids, what is America in that part? I mean, the message changes, or the focus changes, the message remains the same. Now, with the Visitors Bureau, I know there are a lot of people who are familiar with Humboldt County, let's say Redding or Sacramento. Okay. Do they get the same message when they go to the website, or can they go to these other areas just as readily, just as easily, and get something that is a little bit more designed to what their needs are or their lack of background. Okay, I know redwoods. Gee, I didn't realize that there was, let's say, beach walking.
That is something we do try to distinguish, not just on our website, but especially in our marketing. We market very differently to the inland than we do to the Bay Area. The Bay Area is our bread and butter. Almost two-thirds of our guests are from down there. So we have to figure out what will distinguish our area for them versus anywhere else they might go. And for the inland people, the Sac people, and the Redding people, definitely we play up the coast. They don't have a coast out there, and the weather oftentimes is a huge draw for us to get them up here. Our climate can be much cooler. Even now, they're still having some pretty big heat. So now's still a good time, especially since it's the off season for us to continue to promote to them. The Bay Area, we're not going to promote the coast as much because they have so much between here and there to get to. So we'll market to them a little differently.
What about the Canadians or the Oregonian and Washington? I mean, it's no secret. You just look at the license plates. There's a lot of action coming down the coast. Is the redwood tree the thing that would separate for them because they're seeing so much of the coast, or is it the architecture, or is it the rafting, or some of these other, I guess, the secondary or the plus messages? Are those as easy to find on the website with the new configuration?
I don't know if it's easier to find. I mean, our website now versus before, while we play up the imagery of the redwoods, we also still play up all our other content as well. There's some fantastic imagery of the Humboldt Bay, of the kinetic sculpture race, of Fern Canyon, which is in Redwood Park, but it's not technically the redwoods, of course. And
there are redwoods there.
Not in the canyon itself. Maybe some of those trees that have fallen in there. Okay. Point well taken. As you know, Oregon's they're not as awed by the mystique. In fact, probably not awed at all by the mystique of California. So we do have to market more of the actual content and not like the whole California vibe.
And is Portland as viable at all? I mean, Sacramento certainly is because you got the heat element. Portland is about the same distance.
We discuss Portland. Having just recently driven Portland with a baby, I can tell you that's a long drive.
Long haul, baby, yeah.
And babies don't like it.
Let's not forget about the changing landscape on I-5.
Oh, yeah. The interesting thing about that, Brian, is while we try to market, in particular, the redwoods to them, we have to really distinguish the Humboldt redwoods. Because there's no, they could, oh, gosh, we've got to Crescent City. Let's stop here. So we've got to convince them to come a little bit further, to Humboldt County, to our parks here, and B, to stay in Humboldt County. One thing that helps us a bit is the fact that there's very little lodging opportunity in Crescent City. There's the capacity there is very low. So if people want to stay somewhere nice and they're coming down here, they'll hopefully keep coming down and go to Trinidad or Eureka or Arcata.
So it's like discover the redwoods and, oh, boy, it's too far to turn around.
Yes. Also, I wish there was a heated swimming pool or a decent place to eat. Well, we're not going to stay in Crescent City. Sorry, Crescent City, if anyone's listening from up there.
Oh, yeah, they are. Don't worry. You'll get the calls. After the break, we'll talk about it. How's that? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Richard Stanger.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Stanger from the office, the county office for Visitor and Convention Bureau, the
Bureau of Fun.
Got them all in there, so You can figure it out from that point. The office, okay. The Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau office. When people come to the area that are professional, professional writers, professional travelers, people of that sort, do they get struck? Do they respond to those iconic messages that you throw out there for the unwashed masses? Are they looking for the same thing? Do they respond the same way? Or is it really a different kind of experience that they are looking for?
I'd say we get the same response. And it's interesting because we get better responses out of them than we get from people locally. The thing is, including ourselves, because we see the redwoods so much, we no longer see the forest through the trees, so to speak.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, redwoods. Oh, I'm tired of redwoods. Let's go to the drive-in, or let's go to the beach, or
let's go find some sun.
Yeah. But when they get here, I mean, we got to remember, this is something that it's unparalleled on the entire planet. The primeval redwood experience. This is it. You're not getting it anywhere else. And people get that. Let me give you an example. Last year, we had a group of German travel writers, about 8 or 10 or so. And I took them around the county, went to this and that. And, you know, they liked the restaurants. They were checking out the properties, too, because they got to write about them. They're chattering and chattering and chattering and chattering, blah, blah, blah. We got to the Women's Federation Grove for lunch. We went to a picnic table, and all you heard was the quiet you're talking about. They just could not believe what they were surrounded by. They were just completely awed and floored, and there were no words for it. We're used to that. They're not. They were just... And we get that again and again and again. And I'm so thankful for this job that I get to help facilitate that.
So you get them out in the middle of the woods, and they get that experience.
Yes.
What percentage of the travelers, tourists in our area that are looking for redwoods even get that experience? Do they stay on the roads? How do you hook them into that real experience so they will come back? Rather than drive by, pull over, take a couple pictures, spread your arms out in front of the tree, see how big it is, how small I am, ha, ha, ha.
I'd say people can get that experience just by the roads, just by the A, the Avenue of the Giants, or B, the Newton Drury Parkway. They get that even if they just get out of their car and look. But the other message we try to convey, Brian, is they can park that car, walk 3 minutes, and already be enveloped by that quiet and be part of that quiet. Because as you know, when you redwood forests, they, besides being quiet, they muffle the sounds. You can be 100 yards away or 50 yards away from someone in your hiking party and scream at the top of the lungs, and they'll think you're 5 miles away if they even hear you.
Yeah, 10 yards off the roadway,
yeah,
and you,
yeah,
kind of sense that there are cars, but you don't feel
so
them.
So our job is to help coax them out of the car and walk 5 minutes or less, and they will get that.
Interesting. You say it's your job to do that rather than whoever the host is, whether it's the Avenue of the Giants Association or the parks or the forest folks.
Oh, I would go ahead.
How about you entice them to get off? Yeah, because I think that's one of the big things that we miss in our area, is that we don't have somebody in the middle of the woods pulling people through.
Well, let me interject and say, when I say our job, I mean, I guess I should clarify, not just us, the Bureau, but the people out in the field. And they are out there, and they're doing a great job. There's Dave Stockton down at the Visitor Center at Humboldt Redwood State Park. He gets them all out of the Visitor Center and gets them on the trail. He's very good at that.
He gets it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's older than a lot of those trees down there. I don't mean
good.
Like that.
Now you're going to hear from Crescent City and Southern Humboldt all at the same time.
I just mean that if you're listening, Dave, that you're timeless,
yeah,
as a redwood. And and a lot of our, you know, the properties along the way too, like the cabins, Miranda Gardens, for example, that are actually on the Avenue of the Giants. They do a good job too. There are so many people do a good job because they know it helps them to people to have a positive experience. So they're given good tips on where to go, which trails to go on, what part of the stream you can still swim in at a particular day, that sort of thing.
Safely, yeah.
Yeah,
without
getting
the funny algae. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the river. See, that's a current. We don't have a lot of that on this river. Okay. I mean, as long as you're going down, I may as well help push you over the edge. KINS. KINS, news and information time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Richard Steger.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, news and information time. It's 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Richard Steger. Richard, one of the reoccurring themes on this program for the last two or three weeks now has been the inordinate amount, even by historical standards, of beggars, of people, not street people necessarily, but those that are wandering around that seem to be pretty aimless. You and I both know 'tis a season. We also know from hearing from the cops that it's a result of some of the stuff that's going on at the state level. Okay. How, as a visitor attracting entity, do you overcome that? Or, if the whole game is managing expectations, certainly, and we're trying to build the expectations of an experience in the woods, a natural experience, how do you put that in the equation so that the experience doesn't become an underwhelming one or an uncomfortable one?
Brian, you have just asked the $64,000 question. And let me tell you, that is a question we ask ourselves a lot. And on one hand, we, like many in the community, are frustrated that we seem to not be able to effectively solve that problem.
We have our unfair share.
Yeah. And we're not even the ones who necessarily are designed to address that problem itself, the core problem. All we can manage are the PR symptoms. But of course, like everyone else, we would like to see things improve. There's, as you know, there's macro issues involved, the state realignment, the economy, the drug interdiction. Who knows what might happen a year from now after the election if things will change.
But it's still front and center when you drive into most of the cities.
Mm-hmm.
You see it. You don't necessarily see it as aggressively or as visibly in other communities along the coast. Certainly there's a difference between the two states. There's differences between states. And we get all that. But yet, when you come here to vacation with your kids and you've got a couple of let's say, teenagers or youngers, and that's what you see, or you're older and you feel your personal safety is at risk, or you don't like the confrontation of being panhandled from, I mean, all that is part of that experience of the weekend, part of that tourist thing, and whether it's in this city or another city, it doesn't matter. It's part of that overall. It's what you leave with.
Let me mention a few things first about that, and that is there are places where that is still not an issue, which we can promote more. Some examples would be Ferndale or Fortuna. Another example would be the actual parks themselves and the Avenue of the Giants and the properties along the Avenue of the Giants. As far as particular towns where this is an issue, man, if you got some solutions, Brian, we're listening. We don't know what to do other than to try to steer people away from those situations as much as possible. And one example would be when you're in Eureka, we want to keep people in Old Town as much as possible, where it's not quite as a problem as Broadway or other parts of Eureka. We keep people in Old Town. We can help manage our experience better. But again, this is a conversation we have There is no simple solution. I wish there were.
So it is starting to percolate up through, whether it's the members or through the governmental entities that you guys are working with, about maintaining the message or trying to work with managing expectations.
There's A, managing expectations, but B, there's the other issue we mentioned, and that is of public safety. So far, it seems to have been just sort of a nuisance issue, but now if it gets to be a fear issue, that's when you really up the problem as far as something that needs to be really tackled from a not just a tourism standpoint, of course, but just in general.
Yeah, across the board. It's obviously, as you indicated, there's no simple solutions for anybody on this. So as you focus more on the natural, what are we going to see with the website, the next evolution? Or as this completely gets rolled out, what's in there for Humboldt County residents?
Well, our marching orders are get people here from outside the county. So
But as the portal for the county, which you guys kind of have de facto become, a lot of local people or newly transplanted or those looking for something to do in our area do go to that as a primary website.
Well, we hope they can just put on their tourism fun hat and enjoy the ride like everyone else. They can enjoy all the same content, and I guess they generally won't be looking at the lodging part, but the rest of it is still, you know, where to take your dog, where are the best dog parks.
There's more than just the McKinleyville one?
There are, in fact, the Chronicle did a big story with our help. This is kind of a funny story about Humboldt having 6 dog-friendly beaches and 2 dog-friendly redwood parks. And you won't find those anywhere else. And
big trees for big dogs.
Exactly. Well, if you're a dog, you like trees, right? So how can you resist? You want to see the biggest too, right?
Thanks for coming by. we've been talking shop this afternoon with Richard Sanger. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.